It's 16 minutes to 8 on Breakfast, and Michelle there, as we were talking about the violence in Manus Island Detention Centre on Monday night. Michelle said certainly we need to not pile more people in and we need to get some people out. Just on that notion of the overcrowding, we were speaking before the news to Rod St. George. He's a former G4S security officer, and he was making a point describing how crowded it was and how inadequate the area of the detention centre was. Well, we have had a phone call from the Minister's office, from Scott Morrison's office, saying that description is out of date. The footprint of the centre has been expanded since the election, and this incident on Monday night occurred in the new area. The constrained footprint, according to the Minister's office, was one of the first things they identified in coming to government. They say the facility was left underfunded and under capacity, and it's currently being expanded. Well, on that note, let's now be joined by Gillian Triggs, the President of the Australian Human Rights Commission. Gillian Triggs, welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
Gillian, two inquiries have been launched. One will be held by the PNG government. The other, an internal inquiry from with the head of the Department of Immigration from Australia. Are you satisfied with this response to the events on Monday night?
Well, I think the difficulty with inquiries by the very parties that are being challenged or whose practices are being investigated is always less than optimal. I think we've reached a stage now with the violence, both, of course, in Nauru a year ago and now again on Manus, really does call for some form of more objective inquiry into just what is happening at these detention centres and what the conditions are that lead to the levels of very high anxiety and in some cases violence.
So what kind of inquiry are you suggesting? Who would run it and would it be into all detention centres, not just Manus Island?
Well, I think that time has come to look at all of the detention centres, of course. It's normal to have a respected member, of course, of the judiciary, possibly a retired civil servant, but somebody who has objectivity and who would be able to look at the development of the facts and to really assess what the conditions are for people. As you will know, the Australian Human Rights Commission is now holding an inquiry that confined to the position of children. Mm. We have more than 1,000 children now in detention, and unfortunately, over the last few months, the average period of detention for these children is now growing, and for adults generally.
Just to be clear, and though, there's no children in Manus.
Thank you. There are no children on Manus. There are children on Nauru, and of course, throughout Australian detention centres. But I think it's the conditions. And not only, of course, questions of crowding are important, but it's the tipping point, if you like, is when they are advised that their claims to asylum seeker status are not being assessed, which is the case and has been the case for a very long time, for many, for thousands, in fact, but also when they are told that they really don't see any resolution within years and probably no settlement certainly not in Australia and possibly not even in Papua New Guinea or Nauru. So all their hopes, any sense of timeliness or order or even a basic rule of law are now being lost to these detainees. And I think they simply live in despair, and ultimately that becomes highly inflammatory.
A lot of those issues are, in a sense, hidden from view here to us here in Australia because it's so far away. Mm. When the offshore processing was announced under former Prime Minister Julia Gillard, the expert panel recommended independent oversight of these centres, a formal oversight body, a permanent body set up.
That's right.
If that had been in place, would we know more about what's going on for starters, and should that be put in place now?
Well, I think that is obviously a position we would like to see restored, or the concept restored and an appropriate panel appointed. I think that when you have a panel of that kind, they would have access to, presumably a facilitated access, with the two sovereign nations concerned, Nauru and Papua New Guinea, and you would have greater access to information. Of course, the Amnesty International, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, and others have had access, but I think that a regular monitoring body of respected professionals in the area would carry considerable credibility and would keep us all better informed.
Are we missing the point here in the sense that, yes, you can have oversight, but nothing changes the fact that we are operating a detention centre by remote almost in a country which, you know, lacks national capacity and expertise in many of the areas, including the asylum seeker processing capacity, refugee processing, but also within a context where the local community is not entirely happy about it. There is political criticism from within about this being set up. And, you know, in some areas of this country, there is lawlessness. Are all these issues compounded to make this a dangerous situation, no matter how much oversight we have of it?
Well, I think that's true. I mean, obviously, some oversight is better than none, but you're quite right in bringing us back to the core problem, which is that offshore processing is a highly dangerous business, and it really takes us away from what we all know is the obligation of Australia to offer protection to people, and very particularly to assess their claims to refugee status. If they're not refugees, then as human rights lawyers, we have no difficulty at all with them being returned home. But if they're not assessed, then we leave them in a legal limbo, and nobody really knows what the position is. So I think that it's a combination of a failure to apply the rule of law in relation to their reasonable claims to be assessed, but also, as you say, to do it remotely in countries which have very significant development problems of their own and breakdowns in the rule of law, really mean that it becomes impossible for Australia to meet its even the most basic obligation to protect these people and to ensure their safety.
And is that the bottom line here? In your view, as the president of the Australian Human Rights Commission, even though this detention centre is in PNG, the police on PNG have responsibility for external protection of this facility. Are these people inside this detention Australia's responsibility, bottom line?
Bottom line is they definitely are. And the reason for that is that, firstly, Australia had the primary responsibility. And secondly, we cannot abdicate that responsibility by sending them off to a third country. Also, as a practical matter, there's a great deal of evidence to suggest that Australia is, in effect, in control of activities and the management of these detention centres. So frankly, from the point of view of international legal standards and international law, there's very little doubt that Australia remains responsible, in which case, frankly, it seems to me it would be much more sensible to bring the people to mainland Australia to assess their claims as fairly and quickly as possible, and really to resolve what we know is going to be a long-term problem for Australia if we don't handle it properly.
Gillian
and
Triggs,
humanely.
We must leave it here, but just will you apply to the government to get permission to go visit Manus Island?
Well, I have asked, and I have done frequently over the last year. I have received a letter from the minister denying me access, but I will ask again. And I do so with great respect that, you know, this is government policy. I have, of course, to respect that in a democratic system. But at the same time, I think that the Australian Human Rights Commission should be permitted to go to these facilities with the cooperation, obviously, of the sovereign governments.
Gillian Triggs, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Fran.
Gillian Triggs is the president of the Australian Human Rights Commission. We did invite the minister, Scott Morrison, onto the program, but he was unavailable.